Hey guys, welcome back to WAP, Wine and Problems. I'm Elliot and I'm with my gorgeous host, Liv.
Yoo-hoo.
So on today's show, we have a lovely guest, Naomi Barber, with us today.
Hello.
Hello.
So yeah, we're going to do a little chat with Naomi and then we're going to ask her some questions at the end. So just before we start, make sure you check in with yourself. How are you feeling today? Have you had a breakdown yet?
I have.
Coming on. So guys, welcome to my mood swings bring all the boys to the yard. What a fabulous name.
So true.
So today our episode is on anxious habits and behaviours. You know, what you do when you're anxious and what kind of behaviours leak out when you're on the edge of a breakdown. Start with off with the most, I feel like it's the most common, the tapping and fidgeting.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the anxious, like, tapping of the leg under the table. And then someone goes, will you fucking stop?
Stop right now, you're pissing me off. And you're just there like...
I can't.
I'm definitely most guilty of that. I think that's my worst one.
Is it? Yeah. What do you move? Is it your feet, your hands, your knee?
My leg. You know, like, the leg shake.
Yeah.
The one that really annoys people. Because if you're in a row of seats, it makes the whole row shake. Yeah, but I don't even know I'm doing it until someone else points it out.
Really?
You do it subconsciously, don't you? Yeah. And then you feel your whole body start shaking. You're like, oh yeah, I'm tapping my leg.
Yeah.
Because I'm an anxious wreck.
Yeah. Like mine is I rip my nails, which I know is really disgusting.
I used to play with the earring I had in my ear to the point where it then got infected and I had to remove it.
Yeah.
And now I can't put it back in my ear because it's just a clump of infection.
Oh, yeah. I used to play with my lobe. That's the thing. My mum's, she always knows, you're feeling anxious, aren't you? And I'm like, yep. Or I try to hide it. No, I'm feeling absolutely fine.
No, I'm not.
What I have got recently is the shakes, which is such a weird thing. Because I, you know what, funnily enough, I actually got them last night. I don't know what I was even talking about, but it's that thing where all of a sudden you're anxious and then you're just sitting there. You're like, oh, my whole body is just moving for no absolute reason. And you're just sitting there and you're like, oh.
It's like,
this is strange. And I'm not even cold. I'm not cold. I'm not ill. I'm just like, yeah, fine. And then you breathe and you're like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just take a deep breath. And you just start shaking again for like the next 5 minutes. And you're like, what is going on?
Elliot, do you know what, like, that reminds me? It reminds me of that scene in Between Us when he's on drugs and he's just like, can't control his limbs and he's like shaking.
It's such a weird thing. It wasn't until recently that I was talking to Dan and I was like, oh, I get these things with like the shakes. Is that so weird? Because I get that. And I was like, oh, do you get the thing that I get though? Like, he's like, yeah, when you're literally just like shivering and you're like, oh my God, I thought I was like the only one that got that because I've never... No one's ever said anything about it. Like, it's so thing like, oh, yeah, like, I tap and, yeah. Like, no one's ever said, I get the shakes. Or getting irritable.
Yeah. I get quite snappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a...
Or I get quite annoyed.
I'm a bitch. I'm horrible.
It almost feels like you can't laugh at anything. Not even because you don't want to. It's just like, nothing is funny. No. Don't try and make me laugh. You're going to put me in a worse
mood. Literally. And just don't speak.
It's because nothing you say can help, because if they try and help, it's like, but you don't get it. And then if they're like,
yeah,
but it's not that big a deal, you're like, well, you don't get it. Like, you don't get anything. You just don't understand.
I think mood swings is definitely, it feels like the most physically draining one, I think.
And then I start kind of counselling plan and then like isolating myself. And then it goes into kind of that area, which is just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just...
You just retreat, don't you? You just go, right, well... If I'm going to be a bitch, then I'm not going to allow anyone else to come near me.
It really is. Because and like, you don't know what to do at the time. Because, like, say you have plans, but you're feeling really fragile and you're just kind of, should I go, should I not go, should I go, should I not go? Like, if I go there, will I cry and have a breakdown and embarrass myself or, like, something like that? Or should I stay home, but then I'm doing nothing and will I feel worse? It's just that constant cycle and you just can't really get out of it until you actually cancel the plans. And then 10 minutes later, you're feeling all right. And then you're like, well... Could have gone, actually.
Could have gone. I kind of go into hypo mode to the point where I feel like I need to do everything and everything is a problem. Like, the worst is my flat is not spotless.
Ah, you're a cleaner.
they're a big cleaner, then I can't function. And like literally to the point where once I've done all the washing up, I'm a bit like, okay, nobody can eat anything or do anything. We all just need to sit and enjoy how clean this is. Because the minute you eat something again, I'm going to have to think about the fact that I need to clean it again.
You're like Monica from Friends.
I am Monica from Friends. And if it's not clean, I have to literally like make a plan and drive my boyfriend mad. So I'm like, right, today we'll get up and then we'll clean the kitchen and then I can hoover and then we'll clean the bathroom and then we can go out. And he's just like, okay, fine. And I'm like, no, we need a plan. I need to know what order we're doing it in. And he's like, it's okay. It's not an issue.
Do you think of it as kind of your safe space when you're cleaning? Is that what makes you kind of feel in control?
Probably, actually. Yeah. And I just feel calmer when the space is clean. Like when I look around, I'm like, everything's okay. It's clean. Whereas when it's messy, I'm like, my life is a mess. I need to leave immediately.
When I was younger, my kind of like safe space was the bathroom. When I feel anxious, it goes straight to my stomach. And I just feel I'm going to vomit. And that's like, I've got a massive phobia as well. Just to, you know, really
same
make it shit. So I used to just like hide in the bathroom throughout the whole of like my secondary school, or like whenever ever I feel anxious, I just go in my safe space, the bathroom, because that's, I'm on my own. And by the way, if I'm going to be sick, I know deep down I'm not going to be sick, but I can't get that out of my head. I used to sleep. Like I used to be on the chair in my bathroom. Like my mum would be like, I'm just going to have a shower now. Like they just had to like get on with their day, and they'll just be like an absolute like gremlin in the corner. Like, I don't want to move.
I don't think I ever had like a safe space. I think it probably was just my bedroom wherever I went. And I always knew I was either having a breakdown, close to a breakdown, because my washing basket would be so full, or it would get to the point where shit would just be on the floor around it, and I'd go, I'll do that later, and then I'd consistently say that for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I'm one or the other. There's never a happy in between. I'm either spotlessly clean or I don't wash up for 2 weeks.
And it's the same with like things like showering. Like, you know, when you're in a bad place, not that you don't want to shower, it's not like you're like, oh, I want to be dirty. It's just
that's effort. It's too much effort. It's more effort than what you have. All the steps that come with it, isn't it? You have to get out of bed, but you also need to get dried and get dressed and like dry your hair. And like, that's just too many steps.
And at one point, you're going to walk past the mirror and you're going to look at yourself and you're going to go, well, aren't you a fucking freak?
You are the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
But then it's things like, losing sleep. It's like the catalyst of everything, because if you're tired, then it makes it worse. If you're overthinking, then it means you can't sleep. And then if you can't sleep, then you think. And then because you're tired the next day, you're still overthinking, but it's making you worse and worse. And then you just go into this absolute pit of despair.
I often oversleep is my problem. Like, I could sleep forever. And it doesn't matter how many hours I get, I'm tired.
That's the most annoying thing.
And I think it's just because it is exhausting being that anxious. Like, it takes so much energy that you're just always tired, always.
That's it. You feel like you haven't slept for about 5 years.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, I wonder what it would take me to not feel tired. I'm like, that would probably take me like a month of sleeping. Just that's all I did for a month. Then I might feel a bit more like, okay, yeah, I'm all right.
You could either sleep for an hour or sleep for 12 hours and nothing would change. Your body would still feel absolutely exhausted.
I'm definitely more likely to cry, a bit like a toddler, more likely to cry when I'm tired as well. Definitely. Yeah. And I cry at everything anyway. I'm a crier for happy, sad, worried, whatever. And when I'm tired, it just reaches a whole new level. I was just like, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm not sad. It's just coming out of my face.
Well, you've opened the gates. That's the problem. Like, you've opened it.
Probably
it.
Not even full way. You just go like...
just the jar. They just open the jar. Bit.
And I feel like they're being tired. Nothing beats, or nothing's worse than being tired after a panic attack. That is...
oh, my God.
A level of tired I will never forget.
Get me to do a whole show, a one-woman show, with 17 one-hour numbers. Fine.
If you haven't slept in 5 days... have a panic attack, you'll sleep. So, should we jump on to some questions?
Sounds good.
So, how do you know when habit comes from being anxious?
Sometimes it takes a while because you have to look out for patterns. So, the leg shaking thing I mentioned earlier, I've kind of done that my whole life. And actually my brother yeah. does as well. And I just thought it was just a habit. And it's not until actually I look back at when I do it and then I catch myself doing it now that I go, actually, no, it's not something I just do. I do it when I'm stressed or anxious. And I think sometimes you have to kind of look back and go, and especially when other people point it out, that's when I go, oh God, I didn't even know I was doing it. So it's like an automatic reaction to the anxiety. So you know you're feeling anxious, but you don't necessarily know how your body is showing it until someone else points it out to you.
I feel like you do wait a while, and I feel like when you're in a good, reasonably good headspace, you then can look at yourself and go, okay, I felt anxious here.
Yeah.
What do I do? Because in the moment you're not thinking about what you're doing, or like you don't sit there and go, I am ripping my nails because I'm anxious. You're just going, okay, I'm going to do nothing else but rip my nails because this is my sole purpose right now, to rip this nail. And you don't go, it's because I'm anxious. You just kind of have to study yourself, don't you, and go, okay, this is what I'm doing. Or even like when you're feeling anxious, like write down what you do, and then the next day or like in a week look back at it and go, that's strange because I've written this down about 10 times now when I'm anxious, so it must be a habit by now.
Yeah.
Next one, how do you cope with the feeling of feeling left out even though you don't want to go?
Such a difficult one.
Yes.
Such a difficult one. I was worse for that. Obviously this year's no one's been anywhere, so it's been all right, but definitely kind of one for thinking, I don't want to go to this, I don't want to go to that, I don't want to do this. I think it's a difficult one, because I think you almost just have to sit with the feeling, because you can't do anything about it, because it's not your own fault, but you've kind of put yourself in that situation. It's really difficult. You almost have to just kind of let yourself feel it, and then when you're in a more logical headspace, be like, come on, you didn't want to go.
I feel like that's one that there's no real like solution to that.
No.
You just have to find happiness in going, I'm fine with not going, because I've made this choice, and that's it. If I wanted to be included, then I would have gone.
Yeah. I also think sometimes I would just bite the bullet and force myself to go, because actually when I was there, I was like, it's actually not always, sometimes it's just as awful as you think, but sometimes when you get there, you're like, actually, I actually feel better for going, because I feel more included, and it's reminded me that actually I'm not left out at all.
Yeah.
I kind of leave myself out, but obviously that doesn't always work, because you have to like be in the right headspace to be able to kind of make yourself do it anyway.
Because we've all been in a place where we've gone somewhere and it's backfired. Every time if I'm feeling anxious and I've got plans, I'll always think back to that moment. It's like kind of like PTSD when you look back at it and go, oh, but that was awful, and I was freaking out, you just don't know what to do. But sometimes you go, then you have a lovely time, like you said. It's so hard to make a decision. You just don't know how you're going to be feeling when you're there.
No, I definitely, a tactic that I used to use is always try and find someone else, because then at least if I latch onto them, I'll probably be okay. So I, especially growing up, and I still have it now sometimes, but not as bad, but I could never go anywhere on my own, anywhere, even if it was a party and I knew all my friends would be there. I couldn't turn up on my own, because what if it was a joke, or what if everybody there was like dressed a certain way and I wasn't, or what? And I would just always think, well, at least if I go with one other person, we're in the same boat.
I remember once where I went to live, I think it was actually at your flat.
Was it?
actually was at your flat. It was so strange.
What was it, a party?
And I went, oh, it's absolutely fine. Like, I am 20 years old, I can go to a party, I'm absolutely fine. And then I think this was like semi at the peak of when I was struggling. And I remember going, it's fine. Like, you know, Liv and Charlotte are going to be there. You know, that is my support system. It's going to be fine. And then I remember getting there and going, this is fine. And then all of a sudden you go, it's quite a lot of people, this, isn't it? this is quite a lot of people, actually.
I was probably in the bathroom. You should have met me there.
Yeah, I know. It probably was. And I'm just standing there going, oh, this is actually quite a lot of people, isn't it? In a small space. Next one. Is it normal that anxiety can make you a total bitch, even to the people I care about?
Yes.
We can all relate to that, yeah.
I feel like it is such a normal thing.
It is. I just think the most important thing is having people around you who you trust and who you can be honest with, who will understand, because it can make you an awful person. You don't want to be that person, you don't mean to be that person, but when it's happening, it's not like your logical self. Do you know what I mean? Like, logic is out the window. It's irrational, you can't control it. but you can sometimes reflect on it. So I know when I've been awful, you know, a day later or a few hours later when I've calmed down, I'm just like, I'm sorry I was like this. I was really stressed and anxious. And then I think as long as you can do that, then people tend to go, it's okay, because I know you don't mean it. But I think sometimes honesty is best, because when people don't know, then they just think you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And that can be quite difficult.
And as well, it's not personal.
Yeah. I know I just called you a fucking idiot, but it's not personal, literally. I promise. I'm just
mad. I hate you, but it's not you.
That's all the questions.
Ooh.
So to round up, anxious habits are absolutely normal.
I think probably most people in the world have some form of anxious habit. It just varies.
Well, perfect way to round up.
There we go.
That's it. Thank you so much, Naomi, for coming on.
That's okay, thanks for having me.
Don't forget, if you like a podcast, to leave a little review and like and comment. See you next week.
See you later.
Love you. Bye.